I am an innocent bellman. The visiting exotic dancers liked room service before their two shows a night, before trying not to look too bored as 21st birthday and college boys at a downtown club elbowed each other, pulled out small bills, a shameless passing thrill at least until they had their own daughters. I took meals to these women, my other duty warding off guys who appeared at our front desk asking if those strippers might be staying here. My usual response, a blank look that came easy for me, a harmless blob so unlikely to ever appear at one of the girls' tables, that the blonde one, who always smiled at me as she passed through the lobby, thought it would be funny one night if she answered my usual three sharp knocks and call, wearing nothing, nothing at all, her soft-toothed laugh holding even as she and I got as close as we ever would. Kneeling down together to address the remains of a tuna melt, small salad, dressing on the side, and a Diet Coke, which had all cascaded through the open doorway onto the once-upon-a-time beige Best Western carpet, the full tray of her dinner having fallen from the heights of my shaken, still unschooled Nebraska boy's hands.